When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Second hour of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show starts now. Thanks, everybody, for joining or for hanging with us if you're with us in the first hour. Remember, the Clay and Buck podcast, a great place to catch up if you missed any part of what we're talking about here. ClayandBuck.com also for transcripts and all the rest. But if you go to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show on the iHeart app, a great thing to do. We're going to talk about crime and crime, the police, plus migrants in New York City. A lot of topics to hit this hour, but I want to start with this. First off, a bit of general advice, and it is whenever you see that there is a show with a 90%+ audience score and sub 50 on the critics, it's a show you want to see. Because it means that everyone loves it, but the critics hate it for some reason that has nothing to do with whether or not it's entertaining. And an example of this would be, Clay, have you seen The Terminal List yet?
I've heard it's great. No, I have not. Have you watched it?
I have watched every episode of The Terminal List. Jack Carr is a friend. I've known Jack for a few years now.
So explain this show, because I bet there's a lot of our audience that would like it. Explain this show for people like me who know it exists but have no concept of what it's about.
So the main character is played by Chris Pratt. He's a Navy SEAL named James Reese, who comes home after some special operations abroad. They're ambushed. I don't want to give much away, but there's a sinister plot that goes to the heart of the military-industrial complex, and basically Chris Pratt is running around taking out bad guys. Lots of the tactical sequences are very well done. They bring in SEALs and people with similar expertise so that the actual gun battles and everything look really cool. I mean, they do a good job with that as entertainment. But they hate it because there's no wokeness, okay? There's no social agenda.
So it's like, in that way, it's like Top Gun Maverick, which has been in theaters for 70-some-odd days and is now the most successful Paramount movie of all time. It passed Titanic.
Yeah.
That's how successful it is.
But, I mean, even that movie, Clay, just to be fair, who's the bad guy? It's like a make-believe country in Eastern Europe or something. I mean, you know, they're going for the global market. I get it. And apparently we don't make movies anymore. We're fighting other countries. But it wasn't woke.
But even in the original Top Gun,
we
didn't know who the bad guy was.
It was, I mean, everyone assumed it was the Soviet Union, right, with the red star on the helmets. But, I'm just saying, it wasn't woke, but it wasn't like, it wasn't Team America World Police either, you know what I mean? It wasn't going too hard with the stars and stripes and the flag. But okay, but so Rotten Tomatoes, 94% audience score for this. It's a good show because one thing that Carrie and I have been struggling with is we're trying to find a show to watch that we can both enjoy together. And it's you watch stuff and you go, is everything just green lit by the editorial team at MSNBC now? I mean, it's all so, it's such trash. It's so, and 10 years ago, I feel like Netflix and HBO, there was this golden age where they were just making amazing programming. They're just making great series, you know, whether Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones and Narcos. And, you know, they're making all these great shows. Now, of course, the corporations that are behind all this are, oh, we want to be progressive and social justice. And their shows suck, which is not surprising. But I will say, in fairness, we did find one show that I, or one movie, I should say, that I would recommend to everybody. I made Carrie watch this movie, The Outfit, a couple weeks ago. That wasn't really worth, that was okay. It was like a B-. Wasn't woke, but just wasn't really that good. It was okay. But we watched this 13 Lives. Have you seen this? Are you familiar with this one? It's about the Thai youth boys.
Oh, yeah. I was fascinated by that story. For everybody out there, this was the soccer team that got caught in the cave and it flooded and they weren't able to get out. How is the movie? Ron Howard made this one, right?
The movie is excellent.
Yeah.
Highly, highly watchable. Really moves along. And the way they film this, they originally, as I read a little bit about it because I was curious, they were actually trying to film a lot of it in the caves, but they weren't able to do that for reasons I don't even know now. So they moved it, I think, to Queensland in North Australia because obviously the actual cave is in Thailand. But it's amazing. I'll say this. There are few things in the world that I would find more terrifying than having to spend 6 hours underwater, 5.5, 6 hours underwater in a cave with fast-moving currents where at some points the cave is about shoulder width. So you've got
I couldn't even
darkness, claustrophobia, the imminent prospect of death when you if you run out of oxygen or if you just, you know, hit your head. And I mean, there's any number. It is really well done. I've been trying to tell folks about it. I remember that story. The story is even more, in many ways, unbelievable and in the end inspiring than I remembered it from the news reports. It's crazy what they did to get. They should have done any, but I mean, what they managed to pull off with those kids to get them. I don't want to give it all away.
I think everybody knows the kids.
Yeah,
all
it's
got
a true story. That's right.
Because it's a true story. But yeah, that story was captivating to follow and such an ennobling story because every day you thought, oh, they're going to find the kids and they're not going to be alive. That was sort of the subtext of this is a flooded cave. There's no way these kids are going to have survived for this long. And when they finally found them, then it's, oh my goodness, how in the world are we ever going to get them out of here? And they managed to do it. Speaking of the terminal list, there's an article up at Outkick, one of our good writers that we hired recently, David Hookstead. If you haven't already, we had an incredible month. But Outkick is kind of like mana from heaven if you're a sports fan or just a fan of pop culture and you think everything has gone woke. We've got a good article about it that went up today about the terminal list. 1.6 billion minutes of viewership on Netflix. Only show was the most recent show, Stranger Things, season 4, is the only show that's beaten it in terms of popularity. So I'll just point this out. Culture is important in terms of what it's saying about what society is interested in right now. Yellowstone is by far the most popular show on television, other than sports. Doesn't get nominated for any Emmys. Wildly popular. Terminal List, evidently on Netflix, insanely popular. Top Gun Maverick. What do all three of those movies and or shows have in common? Relatively limited woke material and or USA, 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 right? That is what they are overall selling is United States excellence. I mean, and I think there's a huge demand for that.
You can tell very quickly in a lot of these shows. I mean, to this point, Clay, I could even take I think there's a step even before that. What you're talking about is the manifestation of or the way that the show actually tells the story, right, is that it focuses on those things. I think it really also comes down to when they're sitting in the writer's room, is the most important thing that they want to entertain and engage the audience, or is it that they want to get a pat on the back for the agenda and the messaging behind this. Because I think you see a lot of shows where they start with a premise, which is, oh, let's make this about, you know, let's make this about some left-wing woke agenda item instead of, is this going to be a good story? Is this going to really bring people in? And, you know, you brought up, what was the huge show that everyone's, oh my gosh, why is this such a success? Similar numbers, I think, to Yellowstone from years ago was The Walking Dead, right?
And
The Walking Dead's a show where you take a graphic novel and you're just trying to make the most engaging entertainment possible. There's some broader lessons about parenting and, you know, survival and other things in there, right? But overall, you're not getting a political lecture with with The Walking Dead. You're just watching something that's meant to entertain you. Whenever they do that, there's success. When they're giving you a lecture about woke politics, people increasingly are saying, I just don't want to watch this.
Yep. And I'll give you, I know we got people who listen in Hollywood. We got a big audience in L.A. I'll continue to give this out. If you want to look like a genius and you want to have the number one streaming show or the number one television show, the number one show in America, turn on Daunted Courage by Stephen Ambrose, a phenomenal book about the Lewis and Clark expedition. Turn it into a miniseries, into a, I believe it would be a television event the likes of which we have not seen in 20 years, right? In terms of a historical connection to America, pro-America. Now, you can say Game of Thrones was a television event. I love that show. Yeah, it's a fantastical show about, you know, about dragons and medieval times, effectively. I'm talking about something that is rooted in American history, that is unabashedly patriotic, that tells a triumphal story of an overwhelming difficult and success.
I'm sorry, Clay, to get this made, though, Meriwether Lewis is going to have to be a gender-fluid pansexual, and William Clark is going to have to go around begging forgiveness from the native peoples for the future disrespect and betrayal of the colonists. I mean, otherwise, we can't make that show.
Politics is downstream of culture, which is a great quote from Andrew Breitbart, and I do think it's true. If you're out there and you're looking at what the political message is coming through the cultural success stories out there, whether it's Terminal List, whether it's Yellowstone, whether it is certainly as you break it down, how much demand there has been for Top Gun Maverick, the most successful movie of all time from Tom Cruise's history, it's because people want pro-America, anti-woke programming. And there isn't enough of it.
Did you see? I know you're on vacation and you're having a great time with the fam, which was very important. You've come back rested in the fight. But did you happen to catch? Because I see you sneaking onto Twitter a little bit when you're on vacation. I always want
to
be
still have to manage Outkick.
Yeah.
I didn't do TV. I didn't do radio. But I'm still managing our stories at Outkick.
So you probably saw that they had a $90 million write-off with a completed film.
Batgirl.
I mean, how? Now the thing is, I want to see that movie.
I do
so
too.
Badly because
they wrote down when they took over they $300 million CNN plus they said this is an unmitigated disaster, it's done, and now $90 million Batgirl, and you know how popular superhero movies are, you could basically get $100 million I would think just by advertising a lot to get people to come watch.
If you're a screenwriter or a producer making a superhero movie and you lose basically $100 million on it, you really should learn to code. Like, you should find another profession. You should
be
done. What
would the equivalent to... It's a great point. You're making a superhero movie. The studios are all behind it. You almost cannot fail because there's such demand for superhero movies. And they watched your superhero movie, and they said it was so bad, we're just going to take a $90 million write-off. They didn't even put it on the streaming service. It's one thing if they say, hey, this is not worthy of going to the movie theaters. They said it's so bad that they don't even want their brand associated with it. In other fields, I'm not even sure I can think of an equivalent.
I could just see this, though, like a Batgirl movie where Batgirl swoops in on the bank robbers. And they're like, hey, look at this broad wearing a costume. She's like, excuse me, sir. Broad? Are you assuming my pronouns? Like, you could actually do a great send-up of this thing. I mean, you could do a great...
There's a little bit of send-up of the overall woke culture that goes on in Deadpool, which has been very popular as a movie. But, Buck, think about all the people that are cast in this movie. they're saying, hey, this is going to be career-altering for you. You can't go wrong. You get into a superhero movie, you're the next Robert Downey Jr. I can completely do the pitch that they would have been getting in their Hollywood talent agencies. And then they get a call and they say, yeah, this movie is so bad that even though we spent $90 million, we're basically just going to burn it.
I guarantee you, we could write a better screenplay than whatever that was between the two of us in 48 hours, honestly. That's why I want to see this.
I feel confident about that.
Very
I would
confident
like to see
in that
it too.
One. Folks, if you own a business with five or more employees and manage to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This isn't a loan. There's no payback. It's a refund of taxes you've already paid. Now, how do you access the refund money from the IRS? Go to GetRefunds.com. Their tax attorneys are specialists in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They do all the work with no charge up front and simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. The team at GetRefunds.com has already returned over $1 billion to businesses. They can help you, too. Just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. No risk, high reward. GetRefunds.com.
The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, hey, I'm covered, no worries. Not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance.
And that can be a lot of money for your family, but how do you know you're not being overbilled? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
So unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate?
HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance.
When your medical claim comes in, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors so you pay only what you owe.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million.
Bottom line, insurance isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it before you see another healthcare provider. HealthLock.com. HealthLock.com.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. I know there's basically an understanding that we're being run by imbeciles. Nancy Pelosi went to Taiwan. Buck, you had that. World War III could have broken out. They could have tried to shoot down her plane like they claimed they were going to do. appears they're going to be okay right now in the short term. Great article on the front page of the Wall Street Journal about why ultimately Taiwan is going to be invaded by China. That was the Saturday-Sunday edition of the Wall Street Journal. Really fascinating read. That kind of analyzes some of the things we've talked about on this show, Buck, but China's population over the next 50 years is predicted to drop basically by half. And while we're all focused on China, as well we should be, as the preeminent foe of America today, China's power may well have peaked. Their population's beginning to decline. One China policy starting to become incredibly impactful in terms of what their population's going to look like.
And the one China policy, by the way, both of them are very impactful.
Yes, both of them tied in with Taiwan. And so they may need to invade sooner rather than later if they're going to be able to do so. And there's a lot of forecasts out there that it may happen in the next 18 months because Joe Biden is an incredibly weak president, because of the focus that America has given to Ukraine and Russia, and also because, frankly, of the impotence we have shown in much of our foreign policy in dealing with people who would do America ill will, whether it's Afghanistan, whether it's what happened with Iran, and certainly now what's going on in Europe. But Nancy Pelosi said, I got to play this cut for everybody, because if you didn't hear this, it's one of the dumbest things that I've ever seen. I saw this. You were talking about vacation. We were at a big boy restaurant near the Upper Peninsula in Michigan. I was eating with my kids.
Wait, it's actually called Big Boy?
Yeah, called Big Boy. Yeah.
Is that Bob's Big Boy or no? Bob's Big Boy.
Big Boy restaurants are very commonplace all over Michigan still. Hmm. The Coney Islands are as well. Big Boy, they have the Big Boy sculpture outside. And we're sitting there, and I play this video, and my 14-year-old sitting next to me said, "Is that like a Saturday Night Live skit?" I said, "No, it's real. Listen to this."
When I was a little girl, I was told at the beach if I dug a hole deep enough, we would reach China. So we've always felt a connection there.
This is dumber than the SNL caricature of Sarah Palin, who never actually said, "I can see Russia from my house," but Tina Fey pretended she did for the sketch that everyone thought that. Pelosi actually said this.
That's why my son, who was sitting next to me when I clicked play on this, said, "That can't possibly be real." No, that was the Speaker of the House, who just went to Taiwan and almost created a World War III-like situation. Kind of did create it. And she says, "Oh, we've always had a close connection because when I used to dig on the beach when I was a kid, I was told I'd eventually get to China." This is where we are. These are our leaders. Pure Talk's different than other wireless companies in a lot of ways. One is they're not charging a premium for their best-in-class service. In fact, they're offering you the exact same quality of cell phone service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for far less money every single month. Low overhead, no retail stores, no fancy sponsorship. They make it all possible. You can make the switch right now, save $50 or $60 a month. That's hundreds of dollars a year. You'll still get 5G nationwide service. Keep your cell phone, your same cell phone number. Nothing changes. And this month, when you sign up with Pure Talk, you're going to get 1 month free. All you have to do is dial #250, say Clay and Buck for this special offer. Again, get your phones in your hand, say Clay and Buck, dial #250. No risk, money back guarantee. You won't regret it. Switch now, get 1 month for free. Again, dial #250, say Clay and Buck. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. One more time, dial right now, #250. You'll be glad that you did. Say Clay and Buck and save a ton of money.
Welcome back to Clay and Buck. You know, the libs tell you, they let you know when you're on target, because all of a sudden people start speaking out on issues that are outside of their usual area. All of a sudden you'll get people that are saying, "Well, I'm somebody whose focus is the economy, but now I want to weigh in on guns," or, "I'm somebody whose focus is education, but how dare you say this about crime policies?" And with that, I would bring you a little back and forth between Senator Marco Rubio, who pointed out, because there was an amendment that did not get passed over the weekend that everybody should know about. And they were hoping to add some things in about about Soros-backed prosecutors, crime, to essentially make us safer, right? That was something that was part of this. So Rubio wanted to add something into this, and he tweeted something about it. He said, "The Democrats just blocked my effort to try and force Soros-backed prosecutors to put dangerous criminals in jail." That was the Rubio tweet, Clay.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to say, look, you can't have these prosecutors who essentially decide that they are a law unto themselves, and you break the law. And this has been happening. I mean, George Gascon in Los Angeles, who still needs to be recalled, everybody, he decided the three-strike law just doesn't apply. That is the law. But he says, no, I'm just not going to I'm not going to follow the three strikes law. He's just going to ignore what the actual law is. This is a prosecutor. Randy Weingarten, who is alongside Fauci and some of the very worst people from the pandemic, has decided that she has some thoughts on criminal justice, about which she knows nothing. But she's the chief commissar for the teachers unions, as we all know. She tweeted out in response to Rubio, "This is how anti-Semitism takes root and spreads. What is a Soros-backed prosecutor? Soros is a Hungarian Jew who survived the Holocaust. Orban, the authoritarian leader of Hungary, demonizes Soros all the time in Orban's culture war to suppress freedom and democracy." First of all, I don't care what Orban is doing. Second, you know, I'm talking about American criminal justice system.
Yeah.
And second of all, George Soros-backed prosecutors are prosecutors, Clay, who George Soros says, "I am backing them, and I'm writing them checks and giving them money."
They are literally George Soros-backed prosecutors. Like, if you said, hey, these are Clay Travis-backed Senate candidates, you'd have a pretty good sense who they were, right? Because you would say, oh, yeah, well, those are people that Clay Travis has backed or Buck Sexton has backed. Would it be like, oh, trying to attack southern concern? Like, of course, you would never say that. But, like, literally, he's describing what Soros did.
If someone were to say, Clay Travis, by backing Herschel Walker, is you know, that's not true. He's not backing her. Well, yeah, actually, if you say vote for the guy, you're backing him. If you write someone a check, you're saying backing him. You know, same thing with me. So everyone gets that point. George Soros even wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal a week ago saying, yes, I back all these prosecutors, and I agree with what they're doing.
Yes.
Which is the whole...
They're doing exactly what he wanted them to do.
Yeah, and he's just some stuff about, oh, the data shows that this does not actually make people less safe. Everyone knows the data shows that it actually makes you less safe. Everyone who's living in a city or really anywhere in the country these days that's had a major increase in crime. And this is still a big problem. I mean, John Miller, who was a very senior guy in the NYPD for a while, I think he was in counterterrorism division, which is different than Intel Division. The NYPD has over 40,000 sworn law enforcement. It's a big organization. I was in Intel Division for a little while, for about 18 months. Miller was, I think, CTD. He might have been the chief of counterterrorism division. But he said recently that bail reform, Clay, was an atom bomb that set us back a decade. And this has big implications, particularly in New York, because the mayor of New York has started to say, this stuff is crazy. Last week, he said that our criminal justice system in New York is broken.
Yep.
And Hochul, who is among the dumbest politicians in America, which is quite...
It ain't a high
statement.
Bar, let's be honest.
She's among the dumbest. Her theory now is that the only problem with the bail reform law is we need judges. This was through a spokesman over the weekend. We need judges to be better educated in it so they'll understand the bail reform law better. Oh, yeah. That's going to fix the problem here. The rubber has met the road, folks. The results are in of the experiment. And yes, these Soros-backed prosecutors are a nightmare. And bail reform is crazy.
It is. And everybody out there knows that the murder rates have skyrocketed. I was reading over the weekend, I think the number now, Buck, and I was looking at the chart, I think we're up almost 50% in murders nationwide since BLM protests started. I want you to think about how crazy that is. We had the largest increase ever in 2020, nearly 30%, if I remember correctly, the murders. And as Buck and I have pointed out, the murders didn't start until the George Floyd incident, right? We were actually under the numbers of prior year murders prior to George Floyd, continued to increase in 2021, and many cities have also seen further increases in 2022, such that the overall national murder rate is, I believe, up almost 50%.
Well, it was up 30% in 1 year. So just to put this in perspective, 1 year, 2020, nationally goes up 30%, which is catastrophic.
And if you add them all up, because what they'll say the next year, we know they were up again in 2021, but they were like up 5 or 6%, right, off of the nearly 30%. I think it was 29% increase in 2020. And now they're up again in 2022. And if you add all that up and look at those numbers, up nearly 50% in overall national murder rates just since May of 2020 when the George Floyd protests started. It's wild to think about how quickly things changed, hairpin turn right then and there.
And then there's also the long tail to some of these. You know, there's the after effects, the secondary effects, what comes down the line when you've started to make some of these decisions that really you can trace back to. There were a few years of very aggressive Soros-backed prosecutors getting put into place, and the defund police and end mass incarceration, and I'm going to say this and some people won't like this, Trump criminal justice reform was part of this movement and did not actually end up having the intended effect. We thought, oh, look at this, there's bipartisan criminal justice reform. Isn't this so nice? Well, that actually opened the door for a lot of what we're seeing now because, oh, well, let's just keep this going. It essentially created a perception that, yeah, there are a lot of people who are serving prison sentences for nonviolent crimes for decades on end all across the country. In fact, that's the norm. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. It does happen. But is that really the norm? Are people getting arrested for their first time for nonviolent crimes and getting 10, 15, 20-year sentences? Because that's what we're led to believe. That's not true. Depends, obviously, on the jurisdiction and what we're talking about. But in general, that's not. It's certainly not true in New York and Los Angeles and these places. But the other effect, Clay, is that now you have 2,000 NYPD cops, this was just reported on in the last 24 hours, quit before getting their full pensions. That's a 71% jump from 2021. This is cops who are, the pension's a huge benefit. And I know cops that were getting their pensions because Intel Division, where I was kind of one of the perk, you know, that's where a lot of people want to go to Intel Division, had, you know, a lot of funding, kind of a, you know, premier destination for guys who had been on the job a long time. And to leave before you get your pension, because the pension benefits are very solid for the NYPD, that is an indicator of people saying, I can't take this anymore. I'm not even going to wait it out another 2 or 3 years, Clay. I'm getting out early while I can still get out before I get caught up with a case of some kind or, you know, they decide to nail me for some nonsense.
Well, and that's the fear is, in addition to the fact that we haven't been able to hire new cops, the most experienced and often some of the best are deciding to retire or leave and go into other professions because of the amount of disrespect they're dealing with. And that's why I think it's going to be hard to reverse this overall murder increase. I mean, how do we get back down below the numbers that existed in 2020 and take it back down into the numbers that we were seeing in the early 2000s? When a lot of these cities were hitting all-time lows in the amount of murders that were taking place. And the answer is you have to have a full-on cultural change in terms of the amount of respect that you're willing to show for police. And the Democrats don't seem willing to do that at all. We come back, we'll talk more about this. Herschel Walker scheduled to join us at the top of the third hour. Senate candidate taking on the Reverend Raphael Warnock down in the state of Georgia. And as you guys all know, Buck now, well, he's an engaged man. He was talking earlier, Buck, about how he's trying to get back in shape. And one of the things that Buck's now doing, especially with his shoulder issue, he's taking Relief Factor, making him better able to be able to get back in shape for the big wedding date coming up soon, created by doctors, backed and perfected with over 15 years of scientific research. Four key ingredients focus on reducing inflammation, which is most often the cause of pain. Buck's getting help with his shoulder, but you can also get help with your knee, hip, elbow, hand, back, neck pain as well. Here's what you need to do. Join the more than 500,000 people out there. Order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com. You can also call 800-4-RELIEF. Either way, $19.95, 3-week quick start developed specifically for you. You've got pain from overexertion, aging, too much hard physical work. Why not get helped out with relieffactor.com? That's 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor. Feel the difference.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, hey, I'm covered, no worries. Not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance.
And that can be a lot of money for your family, but how do you know you're not being overbilled? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
So unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate?
HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance.
When your medical claim comes in, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million.
Bottom line, insurance isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it before you see another healthcare provider. HealthLock.com. HealthLock.com.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. You know, Buck, we've been talking a lot about the unwillingness to tell the truth about the COVID shots. And I'm sure we're going to talk about this a great deal as things continue in the months ahead, as more and more of the details come out about some of this COVID-related insanity. But there is a story up in San Diego. We are number one in San Diego right now. We appreciate all of you out there listening. This is from KUSI News. This is their headline. And I think it's going to come as a surprise to a lot of the sheep out there that have now gotten all of their COVID shots. 67% of San Diego County's recent COVID deaths are among people who are fully vaccinated. 33% of deaths are not fully vaccinated. That includes people with one or zero shots. This is kind of significant data. Now, to be fair, a large percentage of people did get the initial COVID shots. I imagine very high percentage in San Diego, but 41%, and we were told this would basically not happen, in San Diego County, according to KUSI News data, and Buck, you and I have talked about the fact that it's awfully suspicious that this data is not out there nationwide and isn't being widely distributed. 41% of people dying with COVID, I still think it's worth mentioning with COVID, because still people who are dying tend to have multiple comorbidities, multiple health-related issues. 41% of people dying with COVID right now in San Diego have gotten both COVID shots and also been boosted twice. That's kind of a record scratch moment that would be awfully difficult for the Dr. Fauci's of the world to explain. And remember, San Diego has a huge military population, and there are many people that are still facing being discharged over being in the National Guard or in our military over the COVID shot. When you hear those numbers, 67% of deaths in people who got the initial two COVID shots, 41% of the deaths in people who not only got both COVID shots, but both booster shots, that's a record scratch moment.
I mean, how many, I'm very curious about this, how many monkeypox vaccines are the people who are getting it expected to get? Because I would assume, that's sort of like smallpox vaccination or other vaccinations. Monkeypox vaccination is going to protect you for years and overwhelmingly, right?
Yep.
I don't think anyone is being told they need to get a monkeypox shot every 3 months, basically, which is now the fallback for a lot of the people is, you notice they use weasel words. They use language that's always subject to manipulation with this stuff. They'll say, oh, you know, up to date on your vaccinations. What does that mean? Are we expected to be double boosted at this point? And if you are double boosted, how long before you are supposed to be triple boosted? And at some point in this process, people will realize, because it will be obvious from the timeline, that you are only at best temporarily protected with a pretty low efficacy, even in that range of protection, depending on your age and comorbidities, from the latest variant of COVID, which is also different from the virus that they base the vaccines on that you are taking currently. The whole thing is a freaking mess, Clay, is the point. A mess.
They won't share the real data. But this San Diego County data, let me repeat that again, 41% of people dying with COVID have gotten four COVID shots. Remember, they told you that that would never happen. They told you initially, if you get the first two COVID shots, you'll neither get nor spread COVID. And then they changed it to, well, if you get the booster, your odds of ever getting really sick are virtually zero. And they said, if you get the other booster, fourth shot, you're going to be perfectly fine. Well, wait a minute. San Diego County is saying 41%, according to this report, of people that are dying, 67% got the initial shots. COVID shot and double COVID boosted.
A year ago, Fauci here saying, the only people who are dying are the unvaccinated.
We certainly are getting what are called breakthrough infections, which means a person who is vaccinated might get infected and actually may even spread the virus. But in general, those people are not the ones who are getting seriously ill and dying. It's the unvaccinated that are doing that.
A year ago, it was the unvaccinated who are getting seriously ill and dying. Now it's half the people getting ill and dying are fully vaccinated.
They told us in December of last year, as many of you will remember, that we were in the midst of a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and if you were unvaccinated, you were going to be a part of the winter of death. That's what they said, the White House, officially, in their phrasing, the winter of death. sure looks like there's an awful lot of death from people getting these COVID shots based on that San Diego data. And ask yourself this, why are we not seeing nationwide data on all of this?
We got Herschel Walker in that critical Senate race. Clay, I believe he's going to join us here in just a few minutes.
He will join us down from the great state of Georgia. Keep hanging with us.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams, offering over 330 academic programs as of September 2023. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu. Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.